Good morning, listeners. The date is June 29th, 2018, and you are listening to Tech Talk, a show dedicated to discussing the best ways to use technology in an educational setting. I am your host, Richard Roberts, coming to you from our Tech Talk home studio way down in South Texas. And I am very excited about today's show, ladies and gentlemen. Krista, an elementary teacher turned librarian, is going to be joining us today to talk all about the school library, what she describes as the biggest and best classroom on any campus. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, librarian Krista.
Hey, Richard, thank you for having me on your show in this dark and creepy basement.
You know, thanks for being here. You know, we're just getting off the ground around here, so our studio isn't exactly studio quality, but we like it. And my mom is right upstairs with refreshments whenever we need them.
That's convenient.
It really is. So, Krista, our show, as you know, is dedicated to giving our listeners a sneak peek into classrooms that are really utilizing technology and seeing students succeed because of it.
Yeah, I love the episodes I've heard so far.
That's awesome. And look, when I was a student, once upon a time, the library on my campus was a place full of dusty books and Dewey with all of his decimals. And all I really got out of going to the library was an hour or so of detention for talking too much.
Imagine that.
Yeah, okay. So, librarian Krista, you tell me, how have libraries changed over the years? And how do they better utilize technology to keep up with the modern day student?
Well, there are definitely no more card catalogs or any of those antiquated methods of organization that used to be a staple in school libraries. A lot of those systems have been made electronic and much more user-friendly. Also, most libraries now have a whole section dedicated to educational technologies in the form of makerspaces or Lego robotics labs. So, there are now specifically allotted spaces for students to be creative and make something, whether it be an app or a robot or a rocket or whatever their little hearts desire. The library is no longer just a big room full of old dusty books.
Yeah, that all sounds great, but I have encountered a few teachers that are very hesitant to incorporate technology into their classrooms. Some of them even claim that a focus on technology can be detrimental to the student. What are your thoughts on that? And how much technology is too much technology?
Oh yeah, I have definitely encountered teachers that are hesitant to jump on what they perceive as the technology bandwagon. And you know, I understand that to some extent. New things can be scary. New technologies, especially the ones that students seem to get right away, while we struggle to understand, can be even scarier. With all of that said, there needs to be a balance. Incorporating technology into the classroom can be a great thing for both teachers and students. But as soon as the technology, whatever it is, becomes a distraction and takes away from learning instead of enriching it, the too much technology line has been crossed and now needs to be reassessed. It's important to find the technology sweet spot.
Oh, the technology sweet spot. I could not agree more.
Yep, it can be tough to find sometimes, but as soon as an educator can strike that balance, the classroom really starts to come to life.
Wow. You know what? Thank you so much for spending some time with us and our listeners, librarian Krista.
Anytime. Thank you for having me, and thank your mother for the finger sandwiches and lemonade.
I definitely will. And you know, I would also like to thank our listeners out there for taking time out of their days to listen to Tech Talk. Remember, it's all about striking a balance when it comes to using technology in the classroom. And if there's anything that we could all benefit from these days, it'd be a little bit more balance. So have a great, well-balanced day.